This is episode 2463 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored you are here getting ready to give yourself permission to slow down. And in today's episode, you're going to be guided as we explore day 4 of our series, all about boosting your immunity by reducing your stress. Stress is one of the biggest reasons why your immunity may suffer. And as we endure an ongoing pandemic, as well as enter cold and flu season and allergies, you'll be guided using some different Ayurvedic healing techniques from India's ancient medical system. In today's episode, you're going to be guided in a meditation to help you monitor your stress. As always, if you'd like the full 30-minute guided meditations, you can find those on the Sip and Om meditation app. There you'll also find a journal with a daily reflection question, as well as a guide that will share with you an herbal tea to support you during this week's theme, as well as a yoga pose and all the techniques, the breathing technique, the affirmation, and your weekly challenge. There's even a book recommendation if you'd like to explore boosting your immunity with meditation a little further. You can try the Sip and Om meditation app for a full week free. As you go through this week's series, you do have a challenge. Your challenge is to think about a way you can boost your immunity every single day this week. Think about what you need. What part of your health and wellness needs a little more attention? Maybe for you, you'd like to get more fitness and more vitamin D, so you decide to walk for half an hour every day in the sunlight. Maybe you'd like to relax more, and so maybe you'll plan on listening to music and lighting a candle in the evening and spending a little more time doing some yoga stretches and meditating. There are so many ways you can boost your immunity, and one of the most powerful is by monitoring your negative thoughts so that you can become aware of them and release them. And I want to share with you from the book, The Complete Book of Ayurvedic Home Remedies by Dr. Vasant Lad, based on the timeless wisdom of India's 5,000-year-old medical system. And this is page 259. In this book, the author says, analyze your stress. Separate the things in your life that you find stressful into two categories: things you can do something about and things you can't. If you can do something about it, then do it. If there's nothing you can do, then surrender to it. Accept it. When there's nothing I can do about a situation, I have to surrender to it. And in accepting it, there is peace. So, this is the meditation you'll be guided through today. As you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, straighten your spine and close your eyes, gently elevating them upward, right at the point between your eyebrows, your spiritual or third eye, it's referred to. Begin to notice your breath, each inhale and exhale through your nose. I invite you to do what is referred to as a mudra, yoga in your hands. These 5,000-year-old techniques used often in Ayurvedic medicine. Today's mudra, the Pran Mudra, is simple to do. Simply touch your thumb to your little and ring fingers. This is a mudra for health and vitality. With both hands, palms upward on your knees or on your lap, touch your thumb tip to the fingertips of your little and ring fingers. I always share a photo of the mudra on Sip and Om Instagram and also on the Sip and Om meditation app. As you hold this mudra, feel as though you are glowing with health and vitality, and mentally affirm with full intention and focus. Health and vitality flow through me. Health and vitality flow through me. Beautiful. Now begin to notice your thoughts. What thoughts seem most present in your life these days? Are these thoughts you can do something about? And if so, what will you do? If your thoughts have to do with something you have no control over, such as the pandemic, let them be. Accept these thoughts. Know that there will be times when you don't have control over things happening around you. Listen to your inner wisdom. What do you need most right now? Beautiful. Now allow yourself to sit in stillness, reflecting on your thoughts that come and go, and allowing them to rest and accept them, or consider what you could do to lay the thoughts to rest. You are so worth slowing down for.